This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us. We'll be back tomorrow, raring and ready to go. You better be ready for me, because I'm ready for you.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I don't want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cars in Miami. Clear them. Look, they were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do become involved in the conversation. I don't care whether it's with me, another host. I prefer you be with me, obviously. Or another host or any of that. I just want you involved in the conversation. And the story, some of the stories you guys have sent to me, just hilarious. Just hilarious. You know, when you look at what's going on today, we've just come out of Christmas, we come out of New Year's, and we're always, you know, starting off to shoot. Obama on Wednesday is going to meet with the Dems to talk with them about how they can keep Obamacare from being repealed. And he talks about how he's going to be around and what have you. You know what? You want to change this stuff? You really want to make a difference? And I know I'm preaching to you. I've done this before, and this is what I was going to start this hour off this way. But this all comes to you sending the dog catcher to the Congress. And what I mean by that is you pay attention to local politics. A lot of people don't pay any attention whatsoever to local politics. And I've talked to plenty of people in my area who don't know city council meetings are coming up, or elections are coming up, school board, water board elections coming up. They don't have any of that under control. And you look at them and you say, come on, you can't be serious. You really can't be serious in the sense that you don't have a clue to these things. Because these are the people that you end up sending to Washington, to the state houses. Right? I mean, just craziness. They don't do their job locally, and then you send them to Washington, D.C., so they can make our lives even more miserable. Thank you very much. And it shouldn't work that way. You shouldn't stick us with those kind of people. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. So get involved in the conversations like mine. Get involved in reading some of the articles that some of us write. I think I cleaned this up. I can't remember. I think I did, though. And where did you go? Don't you hide on me. And so there's a clip of a bunch of people in the street that were interviewed, man, by Mark Dyson and Jesse Waters and some others. And when you hear it, if this doesn't make you feel, this is why I don't, we can enact every law we want to do. There's all kinds of stuff that if we don't change our education system, nothing's going to change. These people don't know what the laws are. They don't know how to work from within the laws. They don't know how to make things work, make things happen. So take a listen. Let's see if this tickles you and makes you throw up. I'm curious.
You have a right to be stupid.
That was John Kerry in a speech that he gave. One of the only lines in a speech he's ever given that was actually 100% truth.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Who did America defeat in the Revolutionary War?
Oh, God.
This is going to be a history quiz. You didn't tell me this.
Oh, God. Why did you pick me to do this?
You know, what I love about some of this, though, is he's talking about the Revolutionary War. He's going to talk a little bit about the Civil War and what the Civil War was about and who won and why it was fought. But he went out of his way mostly to pick African Americans or Black Americans. They didn't know what it was about. Nobody had a real clue, or the Black community had no real clue as to what was going on.
French, right? Russia. Germany?
The Revolution, the Revolutionary War. Apparently, these young people, and some of them older people, didn't know who we fought. Weren't sure whether it was, you know, Russia, Germany. I mean, my God, China. And it's serious. They're not joking.
They love tea.
Oh.
If donuts are 12 cents a dozen, how much do 100 donuts cost?
12 cents a dozen. 50 cents?
$2.
12 cents a dozen.
These are young men and women that are obviously, if you could see them, you would see they're obviously out of high school.
100 donuts, 100 into what, 120, $1.20.
Can you use the calculator? $12. Oh, $1.20? $12? I don't do math.
No, you shouldn't. Honey, don't do math, please. Because you can always put it on a credit card or something like that. They do all the math for you. And at the end of the month, when it doesn't work out, you'll have to try to figure it out on your own, won't you?
$1.20? $144.
What's water made of?
Water?
I love this. This is, even for an idiot like me, I know what water's made of. It was one of the first things I learned in science class, right? You all learned what water was made of. It was really simple. If you don't know the answer, please don't tell anybody. Just be quiet.
What makes water?
Water.
Okay, what elements does it take to make water?
H2O.
So what does that mean?
It is water.
Everyone knows the formula for water, H2O.
No clue. Oxygen? Water? I don't know.
Who won?
I know those were English. It was very obvious. But they're still young people. And a lot of what we heard were young people here in this country. And our education system, as you heard, if you caught the first hour, right, we are so far behind. The reason the numbers are where they're at is because we don't want these kids to feel bad. We don't want them to score low. So we graduate them when they don't understand the basics. But they can barely read and write. They still graduate. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Hopefully you stay with me. Be with me on the other side of the hour. More stupid people right after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird, but If you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us. We'll be back tomorrow, raring and ready to go. You better be ready for me, because I'm ready for you.
Can I, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Fight on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please get involved in the conversation. I really do enjoy when I have somebody to talk to other than myself. It's always good. Anyway, I was hoping to hit 2017 running, that things were going to turn around and we'd really see. And I'm seeing positive signs. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to be a doom and gloomer. I'm seeing positive signs. I want to make sure that our people, I want to make sure Republicans are behind Trump. I don't want them to give him free rein to do anything he wants to do. Do not get me wrong. It's not what I'm talking about. But I definitely want them to work with him, work on a plan with him. Otherwise, all they're going to do is get away again. They're just going to make it, they're going to make it worse for us. They're going to make it worse all the way around. We need people. We need these people. God, just nuts. I'm looking at comments that our own Republican Ryan and others are making about some of the things that Trump wants to do, some of the things he campaigned on. What they don't realize is we voted him in for a reason. We voted. Don't listen to the other side that feels like some of his nominees aren't right. Well, if the other side was right, if what they were doing was right, if people wanted to listen to what they had to say, they would have voted those people back in. They didn't. They just didn't. That simple. So anyway, I'm playing some clips from 2016. And what scares me about these is the craziness, the nuts that are out there that are going to be our future legislators, that are your attorneys, that are in the work world. And they don't even know how to add and subtract simple numbers. You're gonna see as time goes on, they don't know who some of our legislators are, some of our most common legislators. But I don't want to steal anything from you. Take a listen.
The Civil War.
The Civil War, what that was us. With probably, it was Europe, France, and America.
Here, see, you learn something on this show every night. The Civil War was fought between, you want to write this down? Europe, France, and America. That's right, you heard it here first.
No, wrong. I am terrible at history.
Who won the Civil War?
Asia. Is it the Soviet Union?
The Civil War that was fought here on this country. And remember I told you earlier, these were, he was asking mostly African-American, blacks, whatever you prefer.
And I would say France again. England. No. Germany. Russia. Japan.
The North versus the South.
North America versus South America.
That was it. There you go. Who knew? Now, I want you to know something. These are no longer, these kids are no longer on high school campuses. And let's be clear. Now, some of you are saying, oh, that's useless information. We don't need to know that. Really? You don't need to know why the Civil War was fought? Is that so? That's got to be coming from out of the mouth of somebody on the left, because what that would mean to me, what you're thinking, is you don't want the left to know. You don't want these young people to know that the rights for the blacks were actually fought by, that hundreds of thousands of people died protecting the rights of slaves. Not to be slaves, but to be free men. Are you just afraid you don't want them to know that? You don't want them to understand that white folk, the Northerners, the Yankees fought for their freedom too? Is that what kind of what you're saying? Good news.
Who won the Civil War?
The North.
The North.
The Union, baby.
The Union.
I'm a Civil War buff.
Do you know what the Civil War was about?
God, I was just studying my history.
I'm not making it out to call them out, but shouldn't you know this? I would hope if an Italian or somebody of Italian descent doesn't know the damage that Mussolini did to the Italians. I don't know. I pull their Italian card or something.
What was the Civil War about?
Freedom. Slavery.
Yes. Do you know what the Civil War was about?
Not right now, no.
No, maybe later on I would know. I knew it yesterday, but I just don't know today.
America fight in World War II.
France? No. France is on our side. Said that, right? No. Russia?
China?
The French?
Anybody else, like, disgusted with this? Anybody really think that, you know, if you're up in the Facebook, I'll check that out in a minute. If you're up on the Facebook feed, I would love to know if any of you feel that there's no reason to know this. It's not a big deal. Right? No, seriously. I mean, if these guys, somebody beat me to the punch, if these guys get out of high school not knowing this, the basics, take a shot. But would you say the Civil War was Europe, France? God save us. We're going to need saved.
Who did America fight in the Vietnam War?
Korea? France?
The Vietnam War apparently was fought in France. Who knew?
Is it France?
Oh, God.
I mean,
how many stars on the American flag?
We got 13 times when we saw 13 minus 50. 47.
13 minus 50. First of all, who knew that 13 minus 50 was 47? I would have never known that. That must be that new Common Core map. But why are we minusing 50? But why did she go down that road? Where did that logic come from?
True or false, Alaska is an island.
Oh, this is classic. Now, you can thank me for finding these and having to listen to them, having to cut them up. Because I just can't believe. Now, this was older folks. Not much older than me, around my age. But really? What is this all about? If you don't know simple stuff, this is why our founding fathers were worried that an electorate, people who voted, if they weren't informed, we would be screwed. They knew.
There's water all around it. I would say it qualifies as an island.
Somebody give you the definition of an island? Is it surrounded three sides by water? So Florida's an island. Who knew?
No.
False.
Oh, isn't it false? Isn't it connected to all this stuff?
Yeah, it is. Connected to Canada. You got it.
I'm confused. I do not know what to do about this. And I won't do this for the whole hour, but I'm going to do this for a little while. I mean, this is just amazing to me. These kids, these young people, made it out of high school. I love an educator to chime in on this one. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Life. We'll be back in just a couple more minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and fans nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us. We'll be back tomorrow, raring and ready to go. You better be ready for me, because I'm ready for you.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
You're listening to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, somebody, I like to bounce around a little bit. You know me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to have a conversation. Also, somebody sent me a little note here. And I thought it was kind of cool. I'm going to expound on it just a little bit. But, you've got all these adults and kids on college campuses across the country. They all need therapy. They all need safe spaces. They all need whatever they need to get through because Trump was elected. I want you to think about what I'm saying here. I'm not just spewing garbage. Trump got elected. People are devastated. They're going to kill themselves. They're going to move to another country. They can't believe this is going on. They can't believe. All this outrage, all this help. And I know plenty of kids in 2001 were in high school and on TV and in the news and over and over and over again watched 3,000 people lose their lives on live television. Pull this together. If I'm out in left field, just tell me I'm out in left field. You know, I'm seeing you're a moron, whatever. I'm used to it. But they watched 3,000 people die, have it play out over a period of time. And I don't remember the mass outcry. I don't remember people, burning effigies of Muhammad in the street. I don't remember, having to rush counselors to every school in the country to make sure these kids were going to be able to survive and get through. I mean, any of you, did I miss something? Maybe there was some kind of program that I missed. Right? Those kids have made it up and through. Some of those kids, today they're not kids anymore. They're in their 20s. Think about it. Were kids raised differently? Did they deal differently? Are they colder? Maybe they're just not getting it. Do you know what I'm saying? But if you think about this, a man gets elected and the group falls apart. Because they don't like him. A generation starts to fall apart, melts in the streets. And in 2001, 3,000 people lost their lives. War was waged on American soil. I don't know, maybe the teachers didn't explain it right. Maybe the teachers were better and explained it better than the kids and they were able to handle it better. I don't know. But, you know, somebody sent me that. That's a great thought. It's a great way to try to work it through. You're exactly right. Anyway, back to stupid people. I didn't plan on doing this the whole hour, but I'm having so much fun with it, I can't help myself. You have people that can't do simple math. People who think that Alaska is an island. And it isn't because they don't understand that they got confused. Because the one person even said, well, it's surrounded on all three sides by water, so therefore it's an island. Got to scare you. Some of these are going to be your future legislators.
Let's say you're flipping nickels, okay? So let's say you flip enough nickels to equal $2.
And this is really simple, right? It ain't that hard. Every kid should know this. And these are kids that have graduated from high school. They could tell by their age. They've graduated from high school. This is not a problem. This shouldn't be a problem.
Let's say you're flipping nickels, okay? So let's say you flip enough nickels to equal $2, separate nickels. How many nickels did you flip?
Sorry, could you repeat the last part of your question? Hey, wait, I need a second.
No problem. We'll wait.
How many nickels? Here, I'll even simplify it. How many nickels do you have to make $2? Not that hard.
Okay, 5 times 4, 4, 12, 16. 16 times 2, 32 nickels, or 32 times.
I don't even know what to do. Go ask your kids. Not now. Wait till the show's over. But if you want to check and see, you got nieces, nephews, grandsons, granddaughters. Age appropriate. Ask them the same question. See where they're at.
All right, so a nickel is how many?
Wait,
40 nickels.
40 nickels is right.
How many was that? We're 9 people. 9 people in, and we've got it. So that's 1 out of every 9 people knows how to make $2. How knows what makes up $2 worth of nickels.
Math. Awesome. Yeah, math is awesome. You might have to take a class at ASU. So. Yeah.
You're traveling at 80 miles an hour.
This is one of my favorites. This is one of my... And these are simple, right? I mean, these aren't hard questions. I mean, seriously, high school kids should be able to answer these without a problem. Notice I said should be.
How long does it take to go 80?
So he says, ask them. You're traveling at 80 miles an hour. How long does it take to go 80 miles? Real simple stuff, right? Should not brain surgery.
You're traveling at 80 miles an hour. How long does it take to go 80 miles?
What the giggling is for, I don't know. Maybe they're thinking, you just got to hear this.
Think about what I said.
80 miles an hour. How long would it take you to go 80 miles?
Yeah.
Who fought in the Cold War?
Spain? Japan.
America. We're always in the wars. It's weird. France. They always bring us into it. Now, I don't know why.
Who did the United States fight in the Cold War?
The French. Russia.
This seems like the French should get a heck of a beating here tonight, don't you think? I mean, they deserve a beating for a lot of things, but they're not in every war. They're not involved in every war. They don't drag us into every war.
Who fought in the Cold War?
It was us and the Soviets.
Cold War. What was that about?
Freeing the slaves.
Do you know why they called it the Cold War?
Because it's cold.
What do you think caused the Great Depression?
Oh, that's an interesting...
What caused the Great Depression? Wow.
The Great Depression? The first one?
Can you name the last 5 American presidents?
It's Obama.
Okay. This should scare you to know it. This is modern history. We still talk about, they rail on these presidents on a fairly regular basis. And they're not real young people. This is the last one I'm going to play because this is making me crazy. It's driving me nuts.
The first one. Can you name the last 5 American presidents?
Does Obama count as one?
Yes, Obama counts.
Oh, crap. Obama.
Bush.
Yeah, George Bush.
Nice.
Oh, crap. Obama, George Bush.
Mm-hmm. Who was before Bush?
I feel like I know it. It's only the tip of my tongue. Can you give us a hint?
He liked to get blown in the office.
Wow. Oh, okay. What's his name? Kennedy.
Obama.
How about before that?
He liked, and think about that. That girl knew enough to know that JFK had sex in the White House. So when the question was asked, this guy had sex in the White House, she jumped right to Kennedy. I wonder what she's learning in school, right? Look, guys, I played that not to make you as nuts as you're making me, or as it's making me. But to show you, we got a real problem with education, and you and I can help with this. We can jump on this and make this better. Right? You reach out to your nieces and nephews. You reach out to your sons and daughters. You reach out to your granddaughters, grandsons. You help make a difference. You help them understand. Ask them what they're learning. Now, come on, really. Ask them what they're learning. Break it down for you. What did you learn in school today? Did you have history? Great. What did you learn about in history today? And help straighten them out. You know, the kids, they don't want to go against their teachers. I get that. But you can at least help to bring them in line. When we come back from the break, California colleges are rated the worst. For a lot of reasons, but there's 9 colleges now in California. They made the list of the 40 worst college campuses for Jewish students in the nation, beating out every other state in the country. Think about that. 9 colleges in California, the state of diversity, and New York. And New York comes in a close second. So you've got, and Columbia University tops the list. You know, and we heard how much Trump was an anti-Semite, right? We heard how Republicans are anti-Semites. And California and New York, the worst place for Jews when it comes to colleges. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us. We'll be back tomorrow, raring and ready to go. You better be ready for me, because I'm ready for you.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. I'm the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me. My baby is American.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate your time spending with me on the air and the chat room. Sexting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time. I know there's like 3,000 other shows out there that you could be listening to, watching, or what have you. But you've tuned into this one, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know time is precious. And you know, it's so precious, you shouldn't go without reading my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you head over to the Amazon, yeah, you heard it right. Head over to Amazon.com, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. If you're you want the book for free, it's really simple. I'll announce it tomorrow night. How's that? All right? The 25th email that I get, just put in, give me the book. How's that? That simple. in the subject line, put give me the book, and I'll send it to you. You're gonna have to send me more than that. Once I, you know, I'll email you back. You know how it works, right? Come on, I don't have to explain all this. Anyway, because I want to get to the story. This is like creepy and stupid and scary all at the same time. Some of you need to go look up the history of Israel, of the Jews, and not even a biblical history. Look up modern history. Find out how they came to be, where they're at now, who gave them the borders, what they've given up. You know, I was talking to somebody today who's a Jew, I would call a cultural Jew. And she was explaining to me some of the things that she understood to be truth. And she explained to me that, you know, that one of the problems that they have is the Jews in the Old Testament, or the Jewish Bible, the Jewish Torah, whatever you want to call it, whatever you call it, whatever the proper term to call it, talks about women being cattle or chattel, as they used to call it back then. They were property that men owned. And I said, look at her, and I said, you know, you realize that this is not widespread. This is not what you think it is. And they don't beat their women. Okay? It's a very small group of Jews that believe that and still operate in that way. I said, they had a woman prime minister. For a piece of property, she sure came a long way. Women own property in Israel. Women run businesses. Women have a lot of freedom, yet the Human Rights Commission has decided, the UN Human Rights Commission on several occasions, that Israel, not Saudi Arabia, right, Israel, not the other Muslim nations there, only Israel is an offender against women's rights, not the other ones, just Israel. Go look at the amount of what do they call it, UN sanctions, UN resolutions, that have been listed against the other groups out there. Seriously. Show me where the UN has come against the groups that you can prove have come against women. That you can prove treat women like they've issued one resolution against Syria, one resolution against Russia, and because of how they've treated women. One resolution against Iran, one resolution against North Korea. Iran and North Korea had nothing to do with how they treat their women. No resolution against anybody else in the world other than Israel, of which they've released 20. 20, one of the smallest countries there. A dot on a map. And they've come against Israel 20 times. With no real proof of anything, just come against Israel 20 times. The same group that, for all intents and purposes, created the Israeli land, whatever you want to call it, their territory, their area. They came against them for taking advantage of the area they were given. Anybody else confused by that? Or is it just me? So along with that, when you look, California, New York, right? The enlightened states. Supposed to be so smart. We have so many colleges. We're just so far advanced. The 9 colleges now in California have made the list of the 40 worst college campuses for Jewish students in the nation. They beat out every other state in the country. A Jewish newspaper compiled a list based on the number of anti-Semitic incidents on each campus, as well as the number of anti-Israel groups. I mean, there have been young people here in California, California colleges, that have been kept off of boards and committees simply and only, not because they weren't qualified, not because they weren't male or female, depending on, you know, what the group was, simply and only because they were Jewish. That was it. Or sympathetic to the Jewish cause. So the newspaper looked at the Jewish student population, the number of Jewish or pro-Israel groups, the availability of Jewish resources on campus, also taking into account the success or lack thereof of Israeli boycott efforts. Now, nobody ever wants to boycott anything coming out of Palestine or Iran or Iraq, right? I mean, the place that throws gay people off of roofs. Yeah, let's not boycott them. Doesn't that kind of mean you're complacent with what they're doing? You're okay with what they're doing, that you think what they're doing is good? and okay and acceptable? Right? Because if you don't come against it, it's just like the LGBTQ ABCD group say to me all the time. If you don't speak out in favor for us, then you're against us. Well, doesn't that work the same way? So Americans must be okay with this. Well, what's going on in Iran and other places, how they treat their gay people, because they don't come out against it. Now, the Israeli paper also determined, based on all the aforementioned criteria, that the 9 California colleges fit the bill and were found to be demonstrably anti-Semitic, including prestigious institutions like the University of California at Berkeley. Yeah, Berkeley's open to everybody, are they not? They're welcoming to everybody but the Jews. And Stanford University. Whoa, here's an institution of higher learning, is it not? Well, except when it comes to the Jews. We don't want them to learn higher. New York came in a close second, following California by only 3 schools, with esteemed universities like Columbia at the top of the list. Columbia University, right? I mean, these are liberal colleges. They're open to anything, well, except for conservatives and Jews. And even if you're a liberal Jew, you're not welcome there. I'm sorry. Who's the big tent? Because Republicans don't really much care what you are. But you do. I mean, the liberal elites, the liberals who run academia, right? Aren't they the ones for free thinking, free thought, free flow, totally accepting? But yet they've got every name in the book for a guy like me. You know, because, man, I don't allow Jews on my show. I don't allow Jews to run the board. I don't allow Jews to write for me. I couldn't tell you who's running the board. I couldn't tell you who's running for me, writing for us. I don't ask. It's not part of the questioning. And I don't care what you write or write about. You can even write 180 degrees opposite of me to write on our website. You just can't be vulgar and nasty or call anybody in particular. The article goes on to say that the paper determined that Columbia University was the most anti-Semitic college in the country. The most. Dozens of anti-Semitic and anti-Israel incidents, including protests or walkout of events related to the Jewish state. Most of those have taken place on Columbia. The report explains it, noting that the extraordinary high number of anti-Jewish incidents and the presence of a constellation of anti-Israel groups on campus have pushed Columbia to the top of the list. A college that's supposed to be open and inclusive. And then think about California, the University of California, and Berkeley. Berkeley's another one of those kumbaya, let's love everybody, come on in, kind of colleges. I guess not really. I guess I was misinformed, right? So the article goes on and says that they reported on several of the incidents mentioned in the report, including one case at the University of California. President of the Graduate Students Association stepped down and left the school after enduring months of harassment at the hand of the university students from the Justice in Palestine chapter. So what did they want from her? I think it was a her. What they wanted to do? Denounce Israel? Being a Jew, denounce Israel on something that Israel isn't doing. Why did anybody even denounce Palestine? When are you guys going to get together and actually denounce Palestine? Why don't we call out, why don't we lay out all the things that they've done? Lay out the laws they've broken, the atrocities they've done to their own people. Why don't we lay those out and see how that goes over, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Thanks for listening to me ramble. Pick up the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, at Amazon.com. Have a great rest of the day. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up all week long. Check out the website to find out who's going to be on and what we're going to be talking about. Remember, I'm back tomorrow, so get ready for it. I want you to study up on your encyclopedia, study up on your news, hit Fox, Huffington Post, all the crazy sites you can get a hold of, because we got a lot happening over the next few days. Let's kick off the new year right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?